Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome to the USBN Halftime Show, and I'm joined by 1980 graduate and former Anderson football player Brad Ellison. Brad, thanks for joining us.
No problem, glad to be here.
Brad, just talk a little bit. You and I were back in the thin years of football when we played. I think I won four games in 4 years. Talk a little bit about what position you played, when you played, and then some of your coaches and that stuff.
I played from 77 to 80 under Bob Goodrich was our coach for freshman, sophomore, junior years. John Stowe, our senior year, came over from Reading to be our coach. In 4 years of varsity, he was 2-38. Yes, that's right.
And a little, so we both had Stowe. So talk a little bit about that too. It's kind of funny. It was pretty much the same thing with us. It was dive left and dive right, pretty much is what it was.
He was your basic Ohio State guy. You know, he played for Woody Hayes in 1968 in the national championship game. I never worked so hard to be so bad in my life. You know, we ran. We could have been, you know, all-world cross-country for as much as we ran. We ran for points given up, and if you look back in the yearbooks, we ran a lot. So, but, yeah, we had Bob Zoegle was our tailback. Charlie Lackmeyer was in the backfield, Vince Palmer, and now he's on the sideline. So that was good. You know, it was dive left, dive right, and usually it was three and out.
Yep.
My big chore was I was a holder for field goals and extra points, which we didn't do a whole lot. So,
I think it was non-healthy, Cole Rain, all those teams in that league, and how drastically schools have changed from back then to what they are now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no Forest Park and Green Hills anymore. That became Winton Woods. It was Mount Healthy, Cold Rain, Forest Park, Northwest, Oak Hills, Turpin, Anderson.
Norwood
was, I think it was in there. But, you know, I think we beat Norwood twice, and that was our two wins out of 4 years. So, you know, and everybody got bigger, faster, stronger, and came in, and I think Coach Stowe was, you know, did what he could with what we had. I think we had two linemen over 200 pounds. And, you know, when you go up against Oak Hills, where they had one of the dually guys that went on to play at Ohio State, and all we could do was to hopefully trip him and he hopefully falls.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to see some guys, some teams that we went to go against that were some outstanding players. Do you remember anybody that you went against that you just said dually? Anybody else that really stuck out in your mind that you played against?
We didn't play against them, but I remember the Francisco brothers from Moeller, Hiawatha and Duan Francisco, and those guys were just incredible. I mean, some of the guys, Carlos Snow from Cape, is not around anymore, but some of those guys that were just incredible athletes, and I mean, to be honest, we didn't really have that many great athletes at the time.
Talk a little bit right now. I believe you were over at Boone County for a little bit. You taught over at Boone County. Were over there coaching, and then now tell everybody where you're at, and what you're doing now.
I taught at Boone County 1 year, and they said they needed a boys JV soccer coach, and I said I'm your man. Didn't know anything at all about soccer, but I'm your man if it means a job. But right now I've been out at Felicity Franklin High School for 14 years. I was their athletic director for 9 years. Coached baseball out there. Currently I'm just putting my time in as a teacher and getting out of there and watching my kids grow up, and got one that's going to be married here in a couple weeks, and I have a senior daughter who's the captain of the volleyball team, who is absolutely incredible at volleyball.
It's at Anderson, but your kids went to Anderson High School.
Right, correct.
And just, you know, with me, I know it was kind of a special moment that, you know, we were so bad in football to watch Anderson and the run that they've been on, and to see him win a state championship. And if you would say that Anderson was playing at Massillon in front of 27,000 people and won a state championship, kind of blows your mind away.
I can tell you this, for the number of people that was at their state championship game, we didn't play in front of that many in 4 years. And, it is incredible. I remember the first time they made the playoffs, and Greg and I were doing the games at the time, and we were so excited that we were doing it after our post-game interviews. It was snowing, and I ran out of the booth with no jacket on, just a microphone, and ran down the steps because I was so excited about Anderson winning a playoff game. It was absurd to even think about that when we were in high school.
Well, and you know, we cannot go without this interview, without bringing up, you know, your dad was a big part of, we've been doing this for 20 years now. You started it with Greg, and then I've come along, but to do the broadcast on Anderson Community Television, but your dad was a huge part of bringing cable television football to the Anderson community.
Yeah, he was. I mean, at the time, when we first started this, he was retired, and I mean, he loved nothing more than Anderson High School, and if he was still around, he'd still be at every game. You know, he'd be on the sidelines. I would compare him to the current day Bob Andrews. You know, he'd be at everything, and you know, for him just to see that happen would have been incredible. He got to see a couple playoff games. He got us going, and he was the one who made sure that nobody messed with us in the press boxes, and you know, and got us into everything and made the phone calls, and now that falls back on you because Billy's not around. But he was like the ultimate Redskin fan. So, I mean, we miss him a lot.
Yeah, and not only was that for Anderson, but he did it for Turpin and McNick and kind of got them started as well.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, we were the first ones to do it in 1991, doing the Anderson-Turpin game. And for a few years here, we did whoever was at home. You know, because home was Anderson, Turpin didn't have a field, McNick didn't have a field, so whoever was home, that's what we did. And then those guys eventually got their own, you know, set of announcers and cameras and are doing their own thing, and I think it's great. You know, the more publicity these guys get, the better off they'll be, and something to remember things by.
And real thing, before we sign up real quick, is that if you guys have heard, sometimes I've heard your name on the radio with Dan Horde and announcing that Brad does do stats down there at UC, and just found out tonight that you will be involved in the big game this weekend.
Yeah, I just got a call from ESPN to do stats for ESPN, so I'll be working with those guys on Saturday night. It's a great opportunity. I've been working with the WLW radio guys, Jim Kelly, Dan Horde, Mo Egger. This is my 14th year doing it, and you can't get a better bunch of guys. Dan Horde and Jim Kelly are sincerely the nicest guys I've ever met. They're not prima donnas, and doing this for some other games before the Bengals, and you get to meet some guys who are really just jerks. And Dan Horde and Jim Kelly would give you the shirts off their back. They're great guys, and I just really love doing it. And it's because of them I got the opportunity to maybe branch out a little bit and do some Bengals games. And now, you know, ESPN gives me a call, and yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I believe that both of our jerseys are retired, I believe, because we were so bad they retired both of our jerseys. What was your number?
When you're the caliber that I played, you change jerseys a lot so people don't identify you. I think I had 13, which is probably the number of points we scored my first senior year. So,
well, that's good. Well, Brad, I really do appreciate you taking the time to join us, and good luck this weekend in that Oklahoma game, and I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Take care.
And that was Brad Ellis, class 1980 on the Anderson Football Alumni Association. And again, you can get more of that information on www.ahsfaa.com. And we really need people to help with interviews and anything else that they have out there. So check that out. We'll be back with second half action right after this.